Asa Minyane Chanukah. So there's a famous Gemara that the Gemara talks about priority in mitzvahs. It's easy to choose good from bad intellectually anyway. It might be hard to do, but we usually know what the right thing, what the wrong thing. We all have desires and taivas, and we don't always do the right thing, but at least the first step is to know right from wrong. So that's what we do in Havdalah, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol. It's much easier to separate holiness from the mundane. However, something much harder is, as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, when we go from Shabbos to Yontif, or Yontif to Shabbos, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. To separate different levels of Kedusha, that's a lot harder decision. Good from bad, in theory, is easier to make. Right from wrong, it's much easier to make the decision. But if there are two rights, and one, it's just a matter of which one's more right, that's a much more difficult decision. Which leads us to our Gemara. The Gemara says if you only have enough money to buy candles for Shabbos or candles for Chanukah, fortunately, it's not a 21st century Shaila. But back in the day when they were afflicted with poverty, and that's the way the Talmud works anyway. You have to discuss extreme cases to learn a principle. If it's a regular case, you might know what to do, but you're not going to learn anything about any future case. When you talk extremes, it fleshes out the principle behind it. So the Gemara has, if you only have enough money for near Chanukah or near Shabbos, so the Gemara says candles for Shabbos work because candles for Shabbos work because of Sholem Bayis. And then the Gemara says, what about if you only have enough money for Nir Chanukah or wine for Kiddush? So the Gemara says Nir Chanukah beats wine for Kiddush. So we have three levels. We have, if you only have enough money for one, candles for Shabbos wins. If you have extra money, candles for Chanukah wins. And you have extra money, you could even spend for wine for Kiddush Friday night. So that's the Gemara. So comes along Tosfos and asks the following question. This year, we're not going to have the dilemma, because this year, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is on Wednesday, December 16th. It's not on Shabbos. But we're discussing a case where if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, we take out three Torah scrolls. So Tosfos discusses what is the order. If Rosh Chodesh did fall out on Shabbos, and everyone agrees you have to read from three different, let me point out, if you only have one Torah scroll, then it's not a problem either. You just have to, it's a problem, and you're going to have to roll back and forth to get to the right spot, but you will lane. It's not that if you don't have three Torahs, you can't lane the other two. Let me just point out the obvious. You just have to, it'll be a tircha de tzibur. This is going to take longer, so we try to avoid that. So if you have three Sifrei Torah, the question is, so what do you do? So what's the order of Kriya? So Parsha Shavua always wins. So we'll read Parshas Vayeshev or Mikates, whatever it might be. This is the first time in the last 20 years that we're not going to have Mikates on Chanukah. The only Shabbos Chanukah will be, there's a reason for it, maybe I'll tell you another time, there's a technical reason why it happens once in a while. The last time it happened was 20 years ago. I'll give you a hint, it has to do what day of the week Simchas Torah falls on, and what day of Chanukah is Shabbos Chanukah. Because let me tell you a secret, Miketz is the 10th Parsha. And that means it's 10 weeks from Simchas Torah. So therefore, it depends on, this year happened to be, I think Simchas Torah was on Sunday. So it didn't give you, and Chanukah starts Friday, and Shabbos is the second day. So we're not going to get the requisite 10 weeks in order to make it to Miketz. For all those interested in technical explanations, that is it. It all depends on, because you have to count how many days past Simchas Torah, and then how many days from the beginning of Chanukah to Shabbos Chanukah, and if it's only a little on both ends, like this year, we're not going to make it. It's a very rare occurrence. So appreciate it while it happens. I don't know the next time it's going to happen. A friend of mine got bar mitzvahed on this situation, and it hasn't happened that often. So getting back here, so the question is, what is the order? What's the Seder HaKriya? So we read Parsha Shavua, Vayeshev, or Mikates, whatever it might be. Then the question is, we're going to read from Rosh Chodesh, or we're going to read from Chanukah. So what's the order? Do we do Chanukah first or Rosh Chodesh? We're going to do them both. So which one are we? What's the order? It's not going to happen this year, but if it was Shabbos Chanukah, what would the order be? Okay, what should the order be?
Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, could you say?
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah.
So how about Tzadi Rain or Tzadi Kodem,
Right, so let me go, on the simple reading of the Gemara, it should be as follows. The Gemara said, near Chanukah versus wine for Kiddush. Near Chanukah is Persumi Nisa, Pabas, and wine for Kiddush is Tadir. So from the Gemara, it seems publicizing the Nais beats out Tadir, which will lead us to our question. Our order is Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. That's what we do. The question is why? It seems to be against our Gemara. Based on our Gemara, it should be Chanukah then Rosh Chodesh, because Persumi Nisa beats out Tadir. That's the question. How could our minig of reading Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? It should be at first glance Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh. That is Tosfos' question. There are two schools of thought to answer this question. A1, it's no contradiction. It doesn't go against our Gemara. What's our Gemara talking about? Either or. I only could do one mitzvah. I only have enough money to buy near Chanukah or wine for Kiddush. So if it's an either or question, Persumi Nisa wins. But if I'm doing both, it's a question of order of Kadima to then Tadir kicks in. So it's two different principles. If it's an either or question, Persumi Nisa wins. If I'm doing both, the question is which one first? Tadir kicks in. So therefore it's not a problem. When it comes to either or, I get the near Chanukah. But if I'm doing both, so then I do Chanukah first. That's A1. A2 is no. Persumi Nisa Adef always wins. I don't care either or. I don't care if it's, I have to choose. So how come we're reading it out of order then? No, we're not. Because what's the principle? Persumi Nisa Adef. It didn't say Persumi Nisa is first. It says it takes precedence. So normally people think being first is more chashiv. But we also have a principle, a saying, Achron, Achron, Chaviv. Sometimes being last is more Chaviv. So it depends on the situation. So these Rishonim say, in this scenario, it's better to be last. Why is it better to be last? Because it's another halacha. We read the Haftorah from the last reading of the Torah we did. So if we did Chanukah, then Rosh Chodesh, we'd have to read the Haftorah from Rosh Chodesh. But specifically, because Persumi Nisa Adef, we put Chanukah at the end so we can read the Chanukah Haftorah. So Persumi Nisa Adev wins. It's not a matter of first. It always takes precedence, but this is better. So therefore, every situation, we don't assume first is better all the time. So those are the two schools of thought. Which leads us to this year, December 16, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, we take out two Sifrei Torah. We read from Rosh Chodesh and we read from Chanukah. What is the order? What will be the order this year on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? Are we going to read Chanukah first or Rosh Chodesh?
I would say Chanukah because it's not Haftorah. So.
Right, so let's go see. So, correct. So, according to door number one, so it's no question because door number one said, Persumi Nisa Adef wins if it's an either or question. But if it's a if it's a Kadima question, Tarduin. So we're reading both. So Rosh Chodesh happens more often than Chanukah. So therefore, according to door number one, it fits in. We read Rosh Chodesh first, and then we read Chanukah. But Jeff is alluding to, but according to door number two, we have a problem. Why aren't we reading Chanukah first? Because there is no Haftorah. The only reason we're reading it last, so the answer is because there's no Pirsumi Nisa for the Kriyas HaTorah. And what all we're reading about is the princes bringing the karbanos, the sacrifices. The Pirsumi Nisa is only in the Haftorah, Neiros Zecharia. So when we have Pirsumi Nisa, so it's Pirsumi Nisa versus Tadir. But here, it's Tadir versus nothing. I mean, it's Tadir versus Eino Tadir. So there is no Pirsumi Nisa. So everyone agrees if you have Tadir versus Eino Tadir, Tadir wins. So therefore, according to the bottom line is the same, but obviously the Lumdus is different depending on which school of thought. Which leads me to another question. It's coming up this Saturday night. There's another question I'm not getting into now. What do we light first, Friday night candles or Hanukkah candles? But we'll skip that for a moment. Let's move to Saturday night. I only have 6% left on the iPad. So it goes like this. So Saturday night, what do we make first? Havdalah for Shabbos, or do we light Hanukkah candles? So in Shul, the minig is, well, we don't make Havdalah anymore in Shul. But in theory, well, if we were in Shul and we made Havdalah, so we'd make first near Hanukkah and then Havdalah. That's the minig in Shul. But what about the minig at home is a major debate among the Gedolei Achronim. Do you make Havdalah first or do you make near Hanukkah first? You know, the minig Olam is to not to confuse people. So that's what... You make Havdalah first to end Shabbos, and then you do near Chanukah. But how do we explain the other opinion? The opinion that says that on the other opinion says you make near Chanukah first, and then you do. So I understand that opinion near Chanukah. That's the Gemara. Near Chanukah is definitely Pirsumi Nisa. Havdalah is only Durabanan, is only Tadir. So really, we should make near Chanukah first. Everyone, what's the reason for the opinion who says what many do is they make Havdalah first and then they light Hanukkah candles? And the answer is, it goes back to our issue here. So according to door number one, when is Pirsumi Nisa Adef? If you're only doing one. Here we're doing both. So the effort's no problem. We do Tadir. We do Havdalah first. But according to door number two, we should do near Chanukah first because Pirsumi Nisa is Adif. So that's the issue here, that those opinions who say you make near Chanukah first and then Havdalah, because that's door number two, that if it's Pirsumi Nisa versus Tadir, so then Pirsumi Nisa wins. And therefore you should, so it's Adif. There's no reason why Chanukah isn't Adif first. There's no advantage of putting it second. So therefore we put near Chanukah first. So the different minhagim, the standard practice is we do Havdalah and then near Chanukah, but it's a very valid shita among the Achronim the other way. And it's based on these two schools of thought, whether it is situation of, when we have a choice to do both, does the principle of Pirsumi Nisa Adif win? Do we say Pirsumi Nisa wins no matter what, or only if it's an either or? So that's the issue in the question. Of course, you'll say, how could we light near Chanukah before we make Havdalah? So obviously, you got to make Havdalah first, but we're talking about Havdalah ala kos. When you daven, even whether you're davening or you're not davening, all you have to say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'cho, then Shabbos is over. And if you're davening, you say Atachon Antano. So clearly, you cannot light Chanukah candles until Shabbos is over. Let's get that straight. And you can't light Havdalah candles until Shabbos is over. But we're talking about you made Havdalah in your davening or bepeh, and that's, you know. And similarly, what about Let's go. What about Friday? Do you light Shabbos candles first or Hanukkah? Because we know the minig is everyone lights Hanukkah candles and then Shabbos candles because you don't want to be Machal or Shabbos. The real answer is you don't have to be Makabel Shabbos when you light Hanukkah candles. And therefore, in fact, different Rishonim bring down the practice of lighting Shabbos candles first because of Tadir, and then they light Hanukkah candles after. Again, that's not the practice today because we're strict. We follow the opinion that once you light, you don't have to. I'm saying we're strict l'chadchila. It's that once we light candles, unless we have in mind not to do it, the truth is many of us, especially men, we don't accept Shabbos when the wife lights candles. So really, one could. Again, the minig is not to. So again, to keep it simple, we'll go with the accepted minig to keep the kiss principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Or keep it stupid, simple, whichever one it stands for. We don't want to confuse people. What? It doesn't make any sense. I'm lighting Shabbos candles. Now I can make flames on Shabbos? So to keep it for the Hamonam, so therefore practically, it makes sense to keep it the way most people understand it. And that is the practice today. You should light Hanukkah candles first, and then light Shabbos candles. And on the other end, make Havdalah first, and do Hanukkah candles after. The other opinions have what, if you did it the other way, you're still Yotze. It's only, but you have to make sure then both cases that you already ended Shabbos before you light Hanukkah, and on the reverse, and you have to make sure you didn't accept Shabbos if you do it. Yeah. So therefore, it's much simpler the other way. We keep it to the simple principle. And if I still have 3% less, so I have 3%, so we'll go until I cut off. So on this issue, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachas, which has a similar Shiloh, a little different, that let's say it's the afternoon, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and one did not daven Musaf, and one did not. You didn't daven Musaf or Mincha yet. So, which one do you do first? So, really, we paskin, you do Mincha first because Mincha is Tadir. If you're davening at home, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You daven Mincha first, then you daven Musaf. But if we're davening with Tzibur, we don't want to confuse the Tzibur. And therefore, we'll do Musaf then Mincha. But strictly speaking, if it's Musaf and Mincha, Mincha comes first because of Tadir. That's how we paskin. That's not debatable. I mean, it's debatable in the Gemara. It's not debatable la halacha. Comes along the following question: how long does it take you to daven Shemona Esrei? I'll make up 5 minutes for argument's sake. For some, it might take 30 seconds. For some, it might take 20 minutes. So let's just go with. 5 minutes is probably a long Shemona Esrei, but let's go with 5 minutes. Whatever time you want to put in, the point is, let's assume you can't daven Mincha or Musaf after sunset. And let's assume it's 5 minutes before sunset. I only can daven one now. Should I daven Musaf or should I daven Mincha?
That's a good question.
So some posts can say, well, we have a principle. Mincha supersedes Musaf. So Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir kodem. We're doing both. And therefore, another say, no, that's only all things, that's only if you're doing both. Why would anyone say to daven Musaf, oh, what's the advantage of davening Musaf? Mincha has Tadir, so I need another reason to say why I would daven Musaf and not Mincha. What would I gain by davening Musaf instead of Mincha? Because simple pshati daven Mincha, because it's Tadir. What does Musaf have going for and not going for it that I would daven Musaf first? The answer is, there's only Tashlumin on Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. There's only makeup on Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. But if you miss Musaf, there is no makeup. Avar Yomo Bato Karbano. So therefore, if I daven Mincha, that's it. I lost my chance for Musaf. But if I daven Musaf, so then I'm an honest. I could daven two Shemona Esreis at Ma'ariv and make up. I could say, well, I missed Mincha, so I could do Tashlumin on my. So it's the same Nakud, in other words, but we had with Pirsumei Nisa, whether we only apply Pirsumei Nisa either or when you do both, it's a similar issue here. In other words, what I'm doing both, so Tadir wins. But the question is, do I apply Tadir in a case where I'm only choosing one? That seems to be the machokas here. So the opinion who says Yadavid Mincha first is Tadir wins all the time, either or when I'm doing both. And the other opinion says no. Tadir wins only if it's Eino Tadir, but if I have another compelling reason why I shouldn't follow Tadir, so then if it's an either or, I don't follow Tadir. So it's a similar alumnus to our Shilam. I'm down to 1%, so I'll summarize before we get cut off. So we had the Gemara about Amavdil ben Kodesh Lecho is easier. Amavdil ben Kodesh Lekodesh is much harder. So the near Shabbos wins Shalom Bayis, near Chanukah Persume Nisa, wine for Kiddush is Tadir. That's the order. So how come on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah we read Parsha Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? Chanukah should come first? No. So we only apply Persume Nisa if it's either or. But if we're doing both, Tadir kicks in. Or door number two says no. We always say Persume Nisa Adip. But Adip doesn't mean first. It means we want to read from the Haftorah. So therefore, it is Adip.
You lost him.
You lost me? No, you didn't lose me. I'm still here. Now you lost me. So therefore, according to door number one, it makes sense. You do Rosh Chodesh. According to door number two, we go with Persume Nisa in the Haftorah. And then we said, what about Rosh Chodesh when it's during the week? Why Chanukah first and Chanukah? Why Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? Because Tadir, going to door number one, it's Tadir. It comes first because you're doing both. According to door number two, there is no Persume Nisa. And therefore, that's why it's Tadir versus Eino Tadir. And that's the issue by Saturday night. Do you do Havdalah first or near Chanukah? One says near Chanukah because it's Persume Nisa Adip. The other says it's only if it's either or. And that's the issue perhaps by you only have a choice to have a Musaf a Mincha. So normally Mincha wins. The Shail is you only have one time to daven one. Do I still apply Tadir or Tadir only applies when there's no other factors?